They asked if they wanted to, they could get on a Marine truck and go through the atom bomb drop. So I looked kind of course, I wanted to see it, even though we heard it might not be too safe, it might be radiation and so forth. But we got on the truck anyway, a bunch of us, and went through the center of the mine where the atom bomb was dropped. We looked for a hole in the ground. There wasn't any hole in the ground. It dropped, 30 or 300 feet above the ground. And for a square, 2 miles, I'd say, or 3 miles, there's nothing bigger than your fist. Nothing standing and nothing on the ground even, but just small stuff. And then out from that, for miles, you could see where, in some places, buildings opened up and the roof dropped in. Other places where it was concrete, reinforced with steel, the concrete was busted off, and the steel was bent away from where the blast was. So it was quite a terrible thing to see, what one atom bomb could do. At other times, I'd been in, I don't know, it was before or after, through Tokyo and Yokohama, the damage there from the homes and the factories and so forth is terrible because of what they'd done even before the atom bomb, but nothing compared to what we saw at Nagasaki.
Okay.